Hey, what's going on? My name is Chris Johnson, and I got a question for you. How often do you talk to your neighbors? Or maybe a better question, do you want to talk to your neighbors? I mean, do you even give a shit about them? Because I got to be honest with you. I live in a fucking apartment building. There are 8 apartments in the building, including mine, so I got 7 sets of fucking neighbors here, and I don't want to talk to any one of them. I don't give a shit about them. I don't hate them. I just don't care about them. I don't wish them ill. I don't want them to have bad times. I don't want to be their enemy. But, you know, aside from, like, walking by them and saying hello, I don't really, you know, that's it. That's really the only interaction that I want. There are, like, little balconies on my building. So sometimes, like, if you walk in, like, when it's fucking warm outside, like in the summer, people might be sitting out on the balcony. I don't make eye contact with those people because I'm not chatting in that sense. Because, you know, you're kind of in your home there. I'm not going to be like, hey, what's going on? You're just chilling on the balcony, old couple. What's going on? Hey, how you doing? I don't want that weirdness. Because if I was sitting on my balcony and somebody was just like shouting up to me and when I'm on a second floor, I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, get the fuck out of here. Leave me alone, man. So I don't talk to them much and I don't try to talk to them. And you might be thinking like, man, that's dickish. It's not neighborly. It's not polite. I don't want to talk to your neighbors. What do I have in common with them? I don't even know who these people are. You have as much in common with your neighbors as you do somebody in the fucking cereal aisle at the goddamn grocery store. Why don't you talk to that person? Oh, you don't know them? Yeah, no shit. The only thing that you guys have in common is that you both like cereal. The only thing I have in common with my neighbors is we both live in the same fucking place. So here's how it works. If we make eye contact or I'm walking by you to the point where it's weird and kind of douchey, if you don't say anything, if it's awkward, if you say nothing, then I speak. Then I say hello. Other than that, don't give a fuck. If your back is turned, I'm not going to say anything to you. Not everybody here, though, plays by the same rules. I was leaving my apartment one day. Back is turned, locking my door, and the person across the hall from me was also leaving at the same time. And she opens the door, and she looks at me. She's like, oh, hey. And keep in mind, I haven't even turned my back yet. I'm not even looking in that direction. And my first thought was, there's no fucking chance that she's talking to me, right? She couldn't be talking to me. Why the fuck would she be talking to me? We don't talk. I don't know anything about this person. So I turned around, and I looked. She was like looking at me like all smiling. She's like, hey. I'm like, hello. How are you? How you doing? And she's like, you know, Gabby really hopes that you don't hear her singing. Wait a minute. Gabby? Who the fuck is Gabby? I don't know who the fuck you're talking about. Who is this Gabby of which you are speaking? And I'm trying to put it together in my head. Like, Gabby, who the fuck is Gabby? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Then I realized like, oh, she's got a daughter. So I'm assuming that her daughter's name is Gabby. But I don't know. And I didn't ask. Because then it just makes it weird. Like, who's Gabby? Your kid? I don't want to have that fucking conversation. So I'm like, no, I've never heard her singing. And she's like, oh, good. Because that's her therapy, you know? What the fuck? What's going on here? Look, we don't have, I don't even know who the fuck Gabby is. And you're telling me that, like, she's therapeutically singing? Like, what are you telling me? She's a fucking head case? I don't walk around telling fucking random people in the streets that have been in therapy for years. I just tell you and anybody on the internet that wants to find this shit. I'm not going to walk around telling my neighbors, like, hey, I go to a therapist, I'm fucked up. They're gonna think I'm a fucking crazy person. So back to Gabby. I'm like, no, I've never heard Gabby singing. Maybe I should start listening for Gabby singing. Should I do that? Just, oh, no. Don't do that. Well, why the fuck? If you don't want me to do that, why are you fucking bringing it to my attention? You brought it to my attention. I didn't just, like, out of the fucking blue think, like, man, who's that fucking angel that's singing next door? I've never fucking noticed it. But now it's on my mind. Now I want to know if Gabby is singing. I mean, is she any good? Is she any good? Is the therapy working? And let me tell you something about this girl. She's not, like, her fucking namesake. She's not fucking chatty at all. She's not fucking Gabby at all. So, like, if I fucking see this person and I say hello, I get, like, a fucking, like, timid nod. I mean, she's fucking young, like late high school, maybe early college, I don't know. You get to a point where you don't know how fucking old anybody is anymore, and I've been at that point for a couple years. I can't fucking judge age for shit, but I know she's fucking young. Because I figure the fucking woman is probably close to my age, maybe a little bit older. So if you get a fucking, maybe she got knocked up young, I don't know. I'm not trying to get into the fucking sex lives of my fucking neighbors here, find out when they conceived, but it's just what I'm thinking, you know, fucking high school, maybe early college, something along those lines. You'd think if Gabby gave a fuck about me at all, she might want to say fucking hello from time to time, which she doesn't. And I'm on board with that, Gabs. I'm totally fucking fine with you not giving a fuck about me. But if you don't care enough about me to fucking say hello, why do you give a shit if I hear you fucking singing? And why, like, oh, are you talking about it with your mom? Like, I don't understand that. Like, man, I really hope that fucking hot guy with the long hair next door doesn't hear me fucking singing at night. What are you concerned about me? You concerned about the other neighbors? Do you go fucking downstairs knocking on the goddamn door like, hey, man, old Gabs is upstairs belting out some fucking show tunes. I hope it's okay. I wonder if other people have had that conversation. And how long have you had that in your fucking holster? It's another question I have. How long you've been holding out of that fucking question to ask me? Like, man, next time I run into that sexy fucking specimen across the hall, I want to ask him if he's heard old Gab singing. But apparently I got a fucking songbird next door, and I haven't gotten any word on if she's good or not. I always think like, we don't have to do this. We don't have to talk. I don't know the situation with those people across the hall, but like there's sometimes a dude that comes and stays over. I don't know if it's the dad. I don't know if it's the fucking boyfriend. He was outside smoking a cigarette one day. He's really fucking chatty. Like, hey man, how's it going? Bro, what the fuck? Well, you can just say hello. Like, we don't have to talk. Like, why do you want to have a conversation with me? I don't fucking know anything about you. We're not at a fucking bar. Like, I'm home. I don't fucking get it. Like, if you were at like a fucking house, like how often do you just walk next door and chat with your neighbors? I just don't fucking understand it. But I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when you get new podcast episodes. Every fucking episode's on Podbean, the website or the app. That's the main hub of the podcast. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Apple Podcasts. I'm on Google Play also. Twitter too, at Johnson Hates You, if that's your fucking bag. I'm going to keep putting the podcast in my Facebook timeline. I'm on YouTube too. I never fucking pimp that, but it seems that somebody's found it there. So if you want to fucking go to YouTube and watch it, I guess you can, but it's the same fucking video on my Facebook timeline. So do what you want to fucking do, I guess. Last thing I want to tell you about Instagram. You want to see my face? Want to see me and my kitties? You can follow me at maybe 5 minutes.